went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. Our best way to get a hold of us would be to call this little black box thing that I have sitting in front of me. It's called a cell phone. That's the best way to get a hold of me, because if you call this number, then I'll be the one answering the phone. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Again, that is my cell phone. I'll be the one answering the phone. You could also email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. My hope is that your health always matters, because it is your most important asset. We need to appreciate that if you don't feel good enough to get out of bed, then everything else that happens after you get out of bed doesn't seem to matter anymore. Even if it still matters. Because if you can't get out of bed, then you can't get to those things that you have contrived to be of matters in your life. So we want to make sure that you have good health and that you always practice good health practices. And that's what the purpose of this show is. And the man behind the scenes that helps me create the clarity for you, the listener, he puts the shows together, comes up with the topics and asks the questions to ferret out the information that you need. His name is Mark Sabin. He's been a friend of mine for quite a number of years. I want to say at least 15,
Probably more than that. I don't know. Yeah,
about that.
Time flies when you get old, doesn't it, Mark?
Time flies, yep, so, exactly.
We want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks so much, Doc Rick. It's always a pleasure to be here and to be able to, you know, investigate some of these topics related to people's health and what people can do to improve their own health outcomes in a way that's natural, that doesn't involve using drugs and can avoid those surgeries. And, you know, this is such an important topic for people. And one of the things that, you know, people do tend to do is they tend to take their health for granted until something goes wrong. And but you really have a very different approach to how to face your health.
Absolutely, Mark. There is a saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. In other words, practice staying healthy and never get sick. And that has been my approach for over 30 years, and the results for those who adhere to it, you know, the results speak for themselves. And what we need to appreciate is that we have two schools of thought, and the predominant school of thought, which I feel needs to change, is the fact that we wait until we have full-blown disease before we actually go in and ask the doctor if there's something wrong. And that's because the way that our healthcare system is set up, the insurance industry is set up, the insurance will only pay for you when you have full-blown disease. So when you go into the doctor is either looking for you to have a full-blown sequela of disease to where they can now run tests and do treatments and get paid. But if you don't qualify for any of that, then there's no way for them to get paid. So there is no incentive in this country for people to be well if you work in the healthcare industry, because the only way that if you're tied to insurance, the only way that you can get reimbursed for the care that you're giving is if you have a diagnosable, verifiable, independent third-party confirmation that you have some level of dysfunction. And so if we send you out for a scan or a blood test or some sort of procedure that tells us what the functioning of your body's doing, and that comes back as being out of balance or what they would call a positive test, then now you qualify for care. So when they have you come in for a screening, they'll give you the screening for free because they know that a certain percentage of the people that they screen are going to require at least some, if not lots, the hope is lots of medical intervention to where they can order lots of tests and do lots of procedures and basically pad the bottom line of their profit-making machine, rather than teaching people how to be healthy, stay healthy, and never have an issue with their health.
Well, I mean, is it possible to find out when somebody has something that has not gotten to the point where they have a disease or an illness and be able to treat that before it becomes full-blown?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the consumer wants to become mindful of the new buzzword within the healthcare system for the last, I don't know, 8 to 10 years, which is called functional medicine. And functional medicine is based on evaluating the function of somebody. You have to lose greater than 60% of normal functioning in order to have a symptom. So if the old school methodology, which is still being used today, is that you go into the doctor when you have full-blown sickness or when you have symptoms that don't seem to go away with the over-the-counter medicines or the home palliative care that you can do for yourself, when those don't go away and you need to go get some sort of intervention, your body's functioning at less than 40% of what it should be functioning.
So you should be able to read when a body is at 50% or 70% or even 80 or 90%, shouldn't you?
Well, with the tools that I use, the answer is absolutely yes. But again, with the insurance industry saying that it won't pay for any care that isn't verifiable, diagnosable, and the diagnosable tests don't come back positive until you've lost greater than 60% of normal functioning, the challenge is well, how do you put the health of the patient first and the monetary reward for helping them second? How do you do that? And in the healthcare industry, they just don't do that. They don't put the needs of the patient first. They put the needs of the bottom line first, because unfortunately, we have to make a living. We have to keep the doors open. We have to go through whatever it is that we have to go through. And now that we have the new ICD-10 coding system to where we can break down a body into a huge number of diagnoses, and each diagnosis is lined up with particular procedures, and you can have an expected outcome in terms of the amount of money that you're generating. Now that they've pretty much codified all of that, they can control the amount of profit that they're making, assuming that they can code things properly. And so it really has nothing to do with a patient. It has to do with what can we say that's going to allow us to get the most amount of reimbursement. And unfortunately, nowadays they have investigations going on into practices that are taking advantage of the system and ordering tests that aren't necessary versus doing what's right by the patient. So my hope is that we're going to start doing the right thing and put the patient's needs first, and the reward of doing the right thing will show up later, and we shouldn't have to worry about are we making a decent living. And hopefully what that will do is that will help to bring healthcare costs down, because we won't be ordering unnecessary tests just because we can.
Well, it doesn't sound like what we're experiencing is really healthcare, because what's happening is people are being treated when they're sick.
Right. So that's not healthcare. That's sickness care.
Right.
That's, quote, in an effort to get them back to being healthy. But again,
why did they lose being healthy in the first place?
Right. And that's the thing. It's like we don't teach people how to be healthy. We don't teach people what health is. And we don't give people the tools necessary in order to remain and stay healthy. Why? Because there's too much money to be made by treating sickness and keeping people sick.
You know, the ironic thing is that much of what you recommend are the same things that you were taught when you were in elementary school about being healthy.
I'll be honest with you, Mark. It's been a long time since I was in elementary school. What are you referring to?
But I'm talking about basic hygiene and eating healthy food and getting plenty of rest and good exercise. These are basic things that you're not paying a medical professional for.
No, those are things that we as human beings should do just as a byproduct of opening our eyes and getting out of bed. You know, we should get proper amounts of rest. We should drink enough of this stuff that I'm holding in my hand right now, which is cold water, which incidentally is the only thing that I drink.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that if you or the listeners were aware, the only thing that I drink, Mark, is water.
Wow.
I don't have anything other than water.
Wow.
And so it's like, all right, well, your body is 70% water, your brain is 80% water. So making sure that you're replenishing the body with sufficient amounts of water would go a long way towards keeping your brain functional. Mm-hmm. And if your brain is functional, then you don't walk into the room thinking, what did I come in here for? And I don't even remember. And, oh, maybe it wasn't important. And I'm sure that all of our listeners out there all suffer from CRS, which is can't remember stuff. And, you know, yes, drinking water, eating quality food, which is harder and harder and harder because of what the government's allowing to be done to our food with the genetic modification and the bastardization and the manipulation genetically of the seeds, etc. Okay, yeah, we need to exercise because our body needs movement in order to function properly. We definitely need to make sure that we're breathing fresh air, so we need to get out of the city, the pollution of the city, and breathing that kind of air. Let's get out into the country when we can. Let's get out into nature. Let's walk through the woods where fresh oxygen is being made by the trees that are out there, and let's not have to take out a whole swath of trees to put up a new parking lot kind of stuff. We need to pay attention to those kinds of aspects of what we're doing to ourselves. And so eating properly, breathing properly, drinking water, exercising, proper sleep, yes, those are the foundational basics that we need to do. And I appreciate the reminder that that's what we were taught when we were young.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if you are health conscious, and things do happen in life, and people get sick or injured, and when that happens, you do want to go back to wellness. So what are the options for doing that?
Well, like we were just saying, get back to basics and address the mechanism of cause of your imbalance versus the practice of masking symptoms, treating the result, and ignoring the underlying cause of any disease. It's about getting in front of it, not trying to chase it.
But, I mean, you know, when we're talking about so many things that are happening, you were talking about the modifications of food and what's going on with pollution and things like that. With everything that's going on in this world, I mean, how is it really possible to maintain your health in the current situation that we find ourselves?
Well, it's about doing research. It's about getting educated. It's about pairing up with a health advocate, somebody who knows more about the circumstance that you're trying to achieve than you do, learning from them, putting those practices into your life, making them a priority, stepping away from and no longer doing the things that we know cause illness and cause sickness. If you're a smoker, do everything that you can to learn not to smoke. And my hope is that you do that through some sort of hypnosis or some sort of acupuncture type treatment, rather than getting on the, you know, the step down patches to where you're still having to put something on or in your body that's going to mimic the physiological process of smoking. So it's really important for us to stop smoking. It's very important for us to eat better quality food and take the time to search it out. If you don't know how to find high quality food, consult with me. I do a program called Shop with the Doc, where I'll go food shopping with you and I'll help you find the better choices of food. And, you know, you put together a small group of no more than five, then we can go and we can all learn as a group in terms of what is the best thing for you to do when you're going grocery shopping, and how to recognize when they're trying to sell you crap and they're bonusing you on buying crap, and then you're buying the crap and not knowing why you feel the way that you feel. I mean, there's lots of things that people can do. They just have to become interested in it. And when you become interested in it, God will open up a whole world of solutions for you. And then you step through the door and start to apply those solutions. And then you become your own health advocate and you have the resources necessary to maintain your health.
And it seems like so much of what you need to do for your health has to do with what you voluntarily put into your body.
Oh, absolutely. And the challenge is that we voluntarily put in the things that we see sold to us or advertised to us without any looking into, just because it's sold, does that mean that it's safe? You know, there's lots of things that are not safe for us to eat, but they're widely available. It's certainly not safe for us from a health perspective to eat things that have a lot of sugar in it. Yet soft drinks are sold all over the place. You can get them basically free if you want. You can go to a 7-Eleven and get what I think are called Big Gulps, which is like a ginormous 36-ounce cup of whatever.
Of sugar.
Right. And it's like, okay, so you're consuming that, and then you're wondering why you have this negative health effect, and you don't have energy, and you can't relax, and all of these things, because you've been artificially stimulating yourself with completely refined and bastardized sugar.
Well, what about if it's sugar-free? Soft drinks.
Sugar-free soft drinks that have the artificial sweeteners in them that, quote, supposedly have no calories, et cetera. Well, those are actually worse, because those are chemicals. And those are chemicals that the body should never have had. Those are chemicals that influence how the body functions and manipulates normal physiological processes and hormone balance and all of those kinds. So those will lead to bigger problems.
So as I understand it, your body actually acts as if you're getting sugar and the calories, but you're not getting the sugar and the calories. So there's a confusion that must happen.
Right. So there's a trickery going on in the body. It's like magic. It's like a sleight of hand kind of thing. You put in something that doesn't have what the body interprets as it having, and then the body over responds in an effort to try to squeeze more out of an empty substance. And it's like, okay, well, this looks like sugar, it tastes like sugar, but it's not acting like sugar. So maybe we need to overstimulate our response to that sugar in an effort to get it to respond properly. And then you develop a thing called insulin resistance, to where you're over secreting insulin, which over time is going to lead to adult onset diabetes, which, funny enough, they don't call adult onset anymore. They call it strictly type 2. Why? Because adult onset diabetics are being diagnosed at age 7 and 8 and 9 years old.
Oh my.
And it used to take 60 years to blow out a pancreas, and now it only takes 6, 7, 8, or 9 years.
Wow.
It's just sad, Mark.
That is sad. I mean, that is sad. Now, is it possible to be healthy just through eating good food?
It is possible if you know what good food is. And just because it's sold in a store, even if it's sold in a, quote, health food store, doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy. So if you make a concerted effort, if you do some research and take whole food supplements to fill in the gaps that exist within your diet, then it's definitely possible to be healthy.
So what about if you were eating all organic foods?
Well, organic food, the definition of organic has changed over the years, Mark.
Oh, yeah?
There's a general sense within the food growing industry is if you haven't done anything to that land in 7 years, the land is now considered organic, and then you could potentially grow organic food on it and call the food organic. Well, what if 9 years ago it was a toxic waste dump?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a a shopping mall, if you will, when I was growing up as a kid called Baldwin Place. And unfortunately, they had a dry cleaner in there that wasn't disposing of the chemicals used in dry cleaning appropriately. And it basically fed into the ground and poisoned the ground. And they shut down that whole shopping plaza for about 20 years. And what was interesting was I went back to my hometown where this shopping center was, and they had built a brand new shopping center over the top of what used to be there. They essentially plowed it under and put a brand new shopping center there. And in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there saying, 20 years, that's more than a generation later. So do the people who are currently there have any understanding as to what was there beforehand? And do they know if they're inadvertently volunteering to have a health issue that they wouldn't necessarily know is based upon where they are spending most of their time, if they work there or if they eat there or whatever.
Yeah. Well, what about vegetarianism? Is that a healthier way to eat?
It's essentially the same situation. I appreciate the vegetarian perspective, and you can not get all of your essential amino acids by being a vegetarian in our current society. So you will have to supplement. There's an essential amino acid known as methionine. And methionine's primary source of getting methionine is through animal tissue. And so if you're a vegetarian that doesn't use any animal tissue at all, then you're going to have a difficult time getting methionine, which is necessary for certain physiological processes.
So now, what's the difference between vegetarianism and veganism?
Neither vegans nor vegetarians are going to eat meat. However, vegetarians tend to consume dairy products and eggs, whereas vegans avoid all animal products, including eggs and dairy, and often inedible animal-based products such as leather and wool and silk and those kinds of things. So vegetarianism is usually a diet, while veganism is a lifestyle.
Okay. Now, twice you've mentioned supplements. Do you need to supplement your diet?
Well, in today's world, if you're smart and interested in taking care of your body so your body can take care of you, then I say yes, it is. Your body's your most important asset, Mark. You want to make sure that you take care of it. When we were growing up as kids, wasn't the adage that you want to treat your body like a temple?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And yeah, and I think we've gotten away from that because of the bastardization of our food. And so it's so insidious, and it just gets into our bodies without us really knowing what we're doing. Why? Because we trust the fact that the food manufacturers and the Food and Drug Administration are regulating it so that these kinds of things aren't going to happen to us. But then we see things where, lettuce is being affected, to where the general rule right now is to stay away from all lettuce. And I'm thinking, how stupid is that? No, we need to figure out where these infection and these vectors are coming from, and we need to put in better stop gaps so that these kinds of things don't happen to the general public. Because isn't that the role of the Food and Drug Administration to make sure these things don't happen?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
So when you talk about supplements, can you get enough supplementation by taking vitamins?
And that depends on if you are using real ingredients or if you're using chemical isolates found in most supplements being sold today, Mark. And most consumers don't know the difference. I had a woman who was in my office yesterday who, she is very, very health conscious. And she also has a problem that nobody's been able to fix for her. So she came into my office yesterday, and we evaluated her, and we found out that she had some imbalances. And also what she brought in, because I asked my new patients to bring these in, bring in whatever you're taking supplement-wise, vitamin-wise, whatever. And she brought them in, and she had 7 products, and 5 of those products were a complete waste of time. Yet, if you looked at just the front label, the front label was very compelling. Why? Because as a you're a marketer person,
sure.
You know the importance of using right phrases and pictures and all of that kind of stuff, because you're not communicating to the consciousness of a person, you're communicating to the unconsciousness of the person. And so she's got this beautiful label that sounds like it's going to be wonderful, and when we tested her for what it was, it created weakness. And she was like, well, why would that be? This is high quality stuff. It says it right there on the label. So I said, well, let's turn the label over and let's look at what's in this. And we looked at it, and the list of the percentages of RDA, or the percentage DV, which is the percentages of daily value on the label, all of those ingredients, except for the trace elements at the very bottom. Those all had asterisks next to them, which says that the FDA hasn't determined what's a safe and effective dosage. But all the ones that are considered the standards that were listed alphabetically from top to bottom on the label, they were all greater than 100%, some greater than 5,000% of the recommended daily value.
Why would you take 5,000%?
Thank you very much, because we have a corrupt way of thinking in this country, which I find fascinating. We think as Americans, if a little is good, more must be better. So you look at these supplements that are all made from synthetic chemical isolates, and they'll put 5,000% of the RDA as part of that chemical ingredient. But how do you get 5,000% in a little tiny capsule or a little tiny tablet or a little tiny aspirin-sized pill? How do you get over 5,000% in something so small? Well, because it's a chemical derivative that's been jacked up in an effort to create that chemical response. But it's not a real response. It's not a nutritional response. It's not a healing response. So if you're taking vitamins, you just simply want to turn the label over. And if it's got anything greater than 500% of the RDA, know that what doesn't matter what the front of the label says is being natural or being healthy or being whole, whatever. Just know that they're lying to you and that what's in that is completely crap, because God doesn't make more than 100% of what you need in things that exist in nature.
Well, this is really important that we understand this about what kind of supplementation there is out there that people are generally taking. But we need to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about the kind of supplementation that you would recommend, which does come from whole foods and the whole substances and not just the isolates.
Absolutely. But please listen to commercial. And what I mentioned earlier is a thing called Shop with the Doc. So listen to this commercial. Consider what it says. And if you seriously want help, I would encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity and take me shopping with you. And we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Huntoon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Building 400, Suite 404. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have regarding your health. And today, Mark and I have been getting into the importance of whole food supplements and the understanding of why a whole food is better than a chemical isolate. And we want to ask Mark, so what's next?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this, because I know that you have broken down into 10 fundamental supplements that really can make a huge difference in your health. So can we take a look at what those are, and let's just begin. What's at the top of the list?
Well, there's a supplement company that I use that's called Standard Process, and it's a whole food supplement company that's been around since 1929. And the founder of the company was a dentist who found a cure, Mark. That's an illegal
word
in healthcare. That's an illegal word in healthcare. He found a cure for cavities back in the 1920s.
How can you cure cavities?
Well, if you understand what Dr. Lee figured out, then you would would know exactly how to cure cavities, and you could have teeth like mine.
Wow.
No cavities.
Wow.
So the thing of it is that his first supplement he recommended was he developed this whole food, have everything that your body would need supplement. And he called it Catalin. And Catalin is a combination of two words, because most of the names of his supplements are combinations of words. Catalin is two words. The first word is catalyst, which means promotes the normal production of. It's mm-hmm. the ingredients necessary to prime the pump, if you will. And then the lin part is finishing up the vitamin. And the vital amines, which became the word vitamin, is all the other necessary ingredients. So it's both a catalyst and a vitamin, and it's called Catalin. And it's a whole food supplement that has all the ingredients that nature would want you to have in a tablet form that's made from 100% whole food with no crap, no fillers, no chemicals, no artificial chemicals, no none of that. So it's a whole food multivitamin.
Huh. So is that a preventative supplement to help you avoid being sick?
It's all the ingredients God wants you to have in order to be healthy. So if you're taking it regularly and you are relatively healthy, it will help to keep you being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the foundational ingredients that we recommend to people who become patients at the office. I want to make sure that you're at least getting all the foundational ingredients necessary for your body. And so we recommend that people take Catalin just as a foundational starting point for getting their health back.
So that's just a general overall multivitamin type of a thing.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the second supplement you recommend?
Well, the second supplement I think you're going to appreciate is things that we've talked about a whole heck of a lot, which seems to be having more and more research and more understanding and more promotion within the industry and in society, which is a probiotic. And so we recommend a thing called Ultra Flora Balance, and we want to make sure that that's dairy-free. And it either comes in a capsule form or it comes in a powder form. And having the right amount of probiotics and taking probiotics regularly for all the reasons that we've discussed on many shows in the mm-hmm. past makes it kind of self-evident as to why you would want to make sure you're taking a good, high-quality probiotic.
And not all probiotics are the same.
Not all probiotics are the same. And what we're finding with a lot of the research, and it's interesting because I'm watching what the pharmaceutical companies are doing in an effort to replace their pharmaceutical drugs with these kinds of new products. And they're talking about using your genetics and doing blood tests and all this, that, and the other thing to determine, well, what's the real specific probiotic combination that you need in order for you to be healthy? And it's like, all right, so they're just going to medicinize, I can say that word,
mm-hmm.
they're going to try to medicinize probiotics. And as a result of that, I think they're going to go back to screwing things up again.
Yeah, and I remember that you said in some of our shows that you need to have a probiotic that needs to be kept in refrigerated conditions.
Right, and there's lots of probiotics on the market that they don't keep in the refrigerator, and they'll say that, well, they have a special patented formula. At the end of the day, these are live microorganisms, and the live microorganisms need to be kept cold in order for them to continue living.
Uh-huh.
And when they're not kept cold, even if they're in a vacuum-sealed container, there's a high degree of likelihood that when you finally get them and you start taking them, that they're not going to be viable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we recommend, and that's why the company that I use in order to get the probiotics actually sends them to me in a refrigerated carton.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an ice pack in the probiotics when they send it to me. And if you order it from me and I have it sent to you from the company, it's going to come in a refrigerated container, so to speak. It's going to mm-hmm. have an ice pack in there, and it's going to have styrofoam insulation around it just to keep it cool.
To keep it cool. So now, does a probiotic help your body absorb nutrition? Is that its function?
It's interesting because it does a couple of different things. It helps the process by giving your body the bacteria that it needs to break the food down so that it's in the right form for you to absorb it.
Uh-huh.
So having good probiotics helps you digest your food to get it to the level so you can absorb it without creating issues. If you're absorbing complex ingredients as opposed to the final breakdown products, you're going to lead to allergies and inflammatory processes and eventually autoimmune diseases. So you want to make sure that your microbiome, your digestive flora, and taking a good probiotic probiotic is all in check the way that it's supposed to be. So I recommend that people take a probiotic every time they eat.
Mm-hmm. And what's the number three supplement you recommend?
That's a supplement that's going to counterbalance the excess yeast and candida that you'll find in a microbiome that has been exposed to all the different ways that we disrupt that balance. And so Zymex is designed to get rid of the excess yeast and candida. Mm-hmm. While in addition to putting in a probiotic, you want to take out the excess of what's keeping the probiotics from being viable. So when you restore balance to increasing the good bacteria and lowering the yeast and candida through the supplement called Zymex, then you restore balance in the microbiome so that the mm-hmm. body can do its job.
I remember something about alkaline acid. Does this have anything to do with that function?
Well, that's a show unto itself. Suffice to say that the balance is maintained within a very narrow range between acidity and alkalinity. And by definition, our blood is alkaline
uh-huh.
because it stays in a range right around 7.35. And if you get too close to 7.4, if you get too close to 7.3, you're going to start to have issues related to being too acidic or too alkaline, even though 7.35 is well into the alkaline range because anything above 7 is alkaline.
Uh-huh.
So, but your body has a buffering system to help you maintain that. So if you want to do a show at some point, that would at least be a one-show show in order
okay.
for us to discuss the alkaline acid buffering system within the
mm-hmm.
body.
That's a pretty complex issue.
Yes.
Okay. What's the number four supplement?
That would be a thing that's going to support the immune system. It's called Immuplex. It's an immune system support product and helps with viruses and keeps those kinds of things away. So Immuplex is very, very valuable for stimulating the immune system. It's a general immune system support product because the first thing that develops when you don't have a proper microbiome is you're going to get some level of infection. So if you're reestablishing your microbiome and you put in some good immune-building complexes within there, then you're kind of closing all the doors and setting yourself up for success health-wise.
And remember, again, these are whole food things. They're not medications.
No, they're whole foods. They're definitely not medications.
Mm-hmm. What's number five?
Number five is a thing called calcium lactate. This is the preferred form of calcium. It's a precursor form. The real form that your body needs within the blood and circulatory system is a thing called calcium bicarbonate.
Mm-hmm.
But calcium bicarbonate is not stable in a solid form. It's only stable in a liquid form.
Hmm.
So you can't get it from solid nutrients. But calcium lactate, which is the type of calcium that we recommend, is the precursor to calcium bicarbonate. So you take the calcium lactate into your body, and with the acids in the stomach to help break the calcium down, it converts it from calcium lactate into calcium bicarbonate, which is the form that your body needs.
So if it's liquid, then can you get calcium by drinking milk or dairy products?
You can if you're getting it directly from the source, but if they've taken the milk and they've pasteurized it and they've homogenized it and all of that, then you're not going to get calcium from that anymore. Why? Because they've destroyed the enzyme that helps you digest it and get the calcium out of the milk sugar process of the lactase is the enzyme that you need to break down lactose, and lactose is the sugar that you find in milk.
Mm-hmm.
But when you superheat the milk, you destroy the enzyme, and therefore you can't assimilate milk the way that you should, so it becomes an issue. So the calcium that we want to get, typically you're going to get more of it from leafy green vegetables than you are going to get from dairy.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Now, what's the number six supplement that you recommend?
Number six is the main scavenger that runs around the body and helps keep the body healthy and is stimulated as it actually stimulates the cells within the immune system to help fight infection and eat up infection. And that's the whole vitamin C complex and what standard process calls cataplex C. Again, it's called cataplex because it is a combination of a catalyst and a complex. So Dr. Lee combine the two words into mm-hmm. a cataplex. So cataplex C is the whole food vitamin C complex. It's not just ascorbic acid, which the U.S. federal government allows to be sold as vitamin C. It's interesting. I was looking at a woman's supplements yesterday, and she had a vitamin C supplement, and we turned it over and looked at the label, and it said vitamin C as calcium ascorbate. Vitamin C is calcium ascorbate. Well, there's no calcium in vitamin C. vitamin C has ascorbogen bioflavonoid complexes, but it does have other vitamins associated, vitamin J, vitamin K, and vitamin P. Some of those you've probably never heard of, and we don't need to go into those today, but the whole food C complex has all of these components because it works as a complex. It's not just the tire on a car. It's the whole mechanism. And you need to have the whole mechanism if it's going to have function. And cataplex C is a whole food vitamin C so that it will help your body stimulate your macrophages, which are the line of defense that eats up infection.
No, I mean, I remember Linus Pauling had done a lot of research on vitamin C and using that to help fight off colds and things like that. But this is a very different thing, and he would use massive doses.
Right. He had the misunderstanding because Svent Gyorgy, who was given the Nobel Peace Prize for discovering vitamin C and the benefits of vitamin C, then the federal government came out with ascorbic acid, which was what they called vitamin C, and they gave him the award for discovering vitamin C, and he says, you can't give me the award. My research isn't done. And the federal government's essential response to that was, no, it's good enough for us. We know what to do with this now, so we'll give you the award, and we'll make you popular in that regard, but we're going to take the ascorbic acid, which is 6 carbons, 8 hydrogens, and 6 oxygens, and we're going to run with that. We're going to call that vitamin C. And so Linus Pauling was there to promote the government's agenda, and he got a lot of notoriety and a lot of recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime you asked him about the other components of vitamin C, he would actually either not answer you or he would argue with you because he had limited understanding, or he was only promoting the understanding that he had.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to Linus Pauling.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we're given information that's not complete.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Svent Gyorgy, the guy that was given credit for discovering vitamin C, said, that my research isn't complete. But the government decided, no, it was good enough for them, so that's what they went with. So, Linus Pauling, yeah, he recommended huge, huge dosages of ascorbic acid, which ultimately created problems because it depletes your body of all the other ingredients found in the whole vitamin C complex.
Well, that leads me to, you know, this thought. I mean, there are a lot of different supplements we're talking about, and I mean, I don't think people should rush out and take them. I mean, don't you need to be evaluated and to determine what the right amount of each supplement is for the individual?
Well, that's how I feel about it. That's what I was taught in school, and that's what I've seen in practice that works very, very well, which is why this patient that I had yesterday, she brought in 7 different products because she wanted to know if they were working for her, and we found that 5 of them didn't work and 2 of them did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was happy to know that, but she also was happy to get the education when we looked at the label. What on the label? Could she now go to the store and start to recognize for herself what's real, what's not real? And I told her, you're going to find that 97% of the supplements that are sold in health food stores are just complete crap. And that's not because the health food store person is doing it maliciously. It's just what's available on the market.
Sure.
And if your clients are saying, well, I like this particular brand or I like that particular brand, and the store owner wants to keep them as a client or keep the business, so they'll go out and they'll find that vitamin brand or the supplement brand, and they'll carry it in the store. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they know somebody's going to buy it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, why do I only use essentially one brand of supplements? Because I know those brands are, that particular brand is made from whole food. I've seen their manufacturing plant on more than one occasion. I've gone to their educational series, and I've learned the information that I've learned. And I've asked the questions. I've asked the tough questions, and they've given me the right answers. And I've challenged it 9 ways from Sundays. And this is the way that I have found. This is the best food supplement company, as far as I'm concerned, in the world. The challenge is they only distribute here in the United States, so people outside of the U.S. wouldn't necessarily be able to buy their products unless they buy them illegally through third-party companies that aren't licensed or don't have any agreement with Standard Process to sell their products.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a fabulous conversation. We've learned the first 6 of these supplements, and we need to take a short commercial break to hear the rest. But let's take this little commercial break, and when we get back, I want to talk to you about the other supplements that people could take.
Absolutely, Mark. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor, and consider what it says, and it would be my pleasure to go shopping with you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food, how to prepare for food shopping, and how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And the best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And so today, Mark and I have been talking about the top 10. I think it's going to end up being 11 supplements that I recommend to my patients and why I recommend them. And I think we've covered the first five or so, right, Mark?
Six, I think. We've already done six. So yeah, let's pick right back up. What's number seven?
Number seven. Number seven is a thing called Cataplex F. And Cataplex F helps prevent sunburn while putting calcium into the tissues for healthy function. When we're exposed to the sun, we generate vitamin D, and vitamin D then picks up calcium in your tissues and puts it in the blood for healthy bones and other physiological processes that need calcium in the blood. But you also need calcium in your tissues. And if your tissues become calcium starved due to hypervitaminosis D production, then your cells are going to start to damage and they're going to burn in the sunlight. So vitamin F, which is found in leafy green vegetables and found in butter, the darker complected communities around the world use a thing called shea butter to keep their skin healthy and to keep it from looking all ashen and all of that. Why? Because it's high in vitamin F, and vitamin F keeps calcium in your tissues to help your tissues stay healthy. So vitamin F is what brings Cinderella home from the ball.
Okay. All right. So what's number eight?
Number eight is Cataplex B. Cataplex B is very, very important. It's the whole food B complex. It has all the components of the B vitamins, B1 all the way up to B17. And it gives the body all the B vitamins that it needs. And why is B vitamins so important? Why did God put B vitamins in everything? Because B vitamins are so important. B vitamins help to regulate the normal neurological integrity of the nervous system, whether it's in your body or even the closed nervous system that's involved in your heart. So people who get irregular heartbeats, people who get skipped beats, those kinds of things, I know that they have a B vitamin deficiency, which is fascinating because B vitamins are found in just about everything. The challenge is when you eat lots of sugar, you deplete your body of B vitamins, and then the parts that require the B vitamins, your digestive system, your nervous system, and the nervous system within your heart start to fail, and then you get irregular heartbeats, you get skipped beats, you get twisting of the heart itself, which causes the doors of the heart not to close properly. And your doctor may say that you have a murmur, or the doctor may say that you have skipped beats. All of those are indications of a B vitamin deficiency, and that's why we recommend Cataplex B.
But there's a lot of different, you hear about a lot of different vitamin B, B12, B6,
right,
all these things.
Cataplex B is the whole complex. It's B1 through B17. It's all of them in the ratios that nature would want you to have rather than chemical isolates. isolates to where you're getting 12,000% of vitamin B1 and 6,000% of vitamin B2 or riboflavin, and 400% of vitamin B6, and biotin you only get 12%. Why? Because biotin is very expensive to make synthetically, therefore they only put a small little smidgen in it, even though it's part of the whole B complex.
All right, so now we're through that. What's our next one? What's the number nine, I guess?
Number nine is Congaplex. Congaplex is an immune support product primarily for bacteria, and it will stop or prevent bacterial infections from occurring. So this is a good maintenance product. It helps to stimulate the immune system so that you can fight off bacteria. And so I ask people to either take this regularly during the winter months or just keep it on hand during the summer months.
Okay, so you can take it sort of as you need it?
Yeah, but you want to take it before you need it.
Ah, okay. What's number 10?
Number 10 is a thing called fenugreek. Fenugreek is used to combat mucus. There's so much in our society that causes us to be congested, certainly during the fall time. And if we think about what we did in the National Poison Your Child Day of October, that we had kids eat lots and lots and lots of refined sugar. And then November, things start to get cold, and then our immune system starts to have challenges. And then you have a mucusy kid all winter long. And so fenugreek is an ingredient that will help to dry up, get rid of, and help your body excrete any kind of mucus that seems to be building up.
Okay. Now, we began the show, and I thought there were going to be 10 items, but you mentioned there was an 11th one. What's the 11th one you recommend?
Well, the 11th one is a supplement called choline, and choline is used as an emergency supplement for the condition of food poisoning or to clear the route of the gallbladder and to keep the gallbladder happy. And as we've learned throughout the year, the gallbladder is a very, very important organ. In the month of May, we talk about the specifics of the gallbladder, and gallbladder is very vital. And if you've had your gallbladder removed, you're going to have health issues. It's important to keep your gallbladder. Well, choline helps to keep the gallbladder honest. So people who have gallbladder issues, choline may be a supplement that would be beneficial for them, and they should probably talk to me before they just go out and take it willy-nilly.
Well, that would be true of any of the supplements that we've talked about today.
We would hope so. If you're smart, you're going to get proper supervision so that you know what you're doing is right and you don't create a problem for yourself. And that's the unwritten law that Dr. Lee had, was he wanted you to do this under supervisory circumstances with a qualified healthcare provider that knows actually what they're doing, which is why standard processes policy is to sell directly to healthcare providers and not to the general public.
So do they have an education program that goes along with, so you know how to use those particular supplements?
Oh, absolutely. And my hope is by the end of the coming year and the new year that I'll actually be on their educational circuit, to where I'll be traveling around educating doctors on the importance of whole food supplements and how to balance their microbiome so that they can help their patients be healthier faster. And that's just is my opportunity to help more people by going through their doctors that are going to be educating them.
Sure. I mean, if you can teach doctors to be able to distribute this, then more people would have availability to it.
Absolutely.
There's one more supplement that you wanted to talk about that even goes beyond the 11th one. Can you tell me what that is and how that works?
Well, that's a thing called prolamine iodine, and iodine is there to prevent infections, and it helps support healthy metabolism, body temperature, and combats the infection itself. It's like when we were little, if you got a cut or a scrape, what would your mom typically put on it?
Iodine.
Right. She'd put iodine on it because iodine helps to stop infections. But iodine is more important than just stopping infections. It helps to stimulate your thyroid to help control your metabolism. So people typically who have weight management issues, they probably have an iodine deficiency. So we recommend iodine. But you want to do it under proper supervision, because you can get some pretty interesting side effects if you're taking it the wrong way or if you're taking too much. So you want to definitely be monitored for that. But that would be the last supplement that I would recommend that all people consider if they want to be healthy.
Yeah, because I mean, with any of these, you can take too much, you can take the wrong amount, you cannot take not enough. So you really want to work with a professional who knows how to work with these types of supplements. So if there are listeners out there who are tuned into the show and would like to find out what they can do to to bring their health about in a natural way without having to use medications and to rely on things like that, what's the best way to reach you and get that information or ask the questions that they may have?
Well, what's most important, Mark, is to appreciate that health is your birthright. So if you're listening to my voice and you're hearing this show, then you need to know that it's your birthright to be healthy. And if you're not healthy, then you need to do something to get back to being healthy, not masking symptoms or having surgical procedures. You need to do things long before you get to that point. So if you are somebody out there who's listening that has a health issue or that needs more information, that wants more understanding, that wants to work with a provider that is going to help you take control of your health, I would ask you to give me a call. My phone number is area code 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. It's my direct line. I give you direct access to me. I don't need you to go through a whole bunch of hurdles in order to pay up front in order to get a hold of me. The other thing is you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. I'm sorry that this is all for this week. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your energy. I want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test.